Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 74 for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was higher on Thursday as news broke that Canada and China had reached an agreement on exports. Canola was up by $1 to over $6, the November contract up $6.80 at $471 per ton. China's premier was in Ottawa today and an agreement was reached that will see Canadian canola continue to move to China with up to 2.5% dockage until at least 2020, with the next 4 years set aside for further study into the situation. China had been set to lower acceptable dockage levels to 1%, which Canadian traders said would cut into exports. Gains in Chicago soy oil and persistent harvest delays in parts of Western Canada also underpinned the futures, with the adverse weather causing some industry participants to reconsider their optimistic production forecasts. The Canadian dollar, though, was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that did temper the advances. Soybeans also backed away from earlier gains in Chicago to settle near unchanged. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were steady, while corn and wheat were both mostly lower. Soybeans steady to up 1 cent, the November contract up a penny at $9.76 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 875,000 tons were the lowest in 10 weeks and came in below trade expectations. Seasonal harvest pressure also weighed on prices, although heavy rains in parts of the Midwest were raising concerns over yield and quality losses. For corn, prices were down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.37 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure and the large U.S. crop prospects were bearish for corn, with early yield reports coming in above expectations. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 921,000 tons were at the high end of trade expectations, providing some support. For wheat, prices were mostly lower, the December contract in Chicago down 2 cents at $4.05 per bushel, as ample world supplies continued to overhang that market. However, Minneapolis spring wheat futures were up on the day. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales at over 500,000 tons beat expectations, providing some support. News that Egypt was canceling its zero-tolerance policy on ergot was also supportive, as that country has had a hard time filling tenders recently. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.